Welcome back, and get ready to build something special in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're taking a simple DNB idea and editing it so it feels like a sunrise set moment. Think emotional, spacious, nostalgic, and warm, but still locked into that old-school jungle and breakbeat energy. This is that point in the night where the room is tired, but everybody's still moving, and the tune needs to feel alive without hitting too hard. The big idea here is simple: in drum and bass, emotion does not come only from chords or bass sound design. A lot of it comes from how you edit the drums, how you phrase the bass, and how you leave space in the arrangement. So we're going to focus on editing, not overloading. We want forward motion plus softness. We want the groove to push, but with rounded edges. Let's start by setting up the session. Open a clean Ableton set and set the tempo somewhere between 172 and 174 BPM. For this lesson, 174 BPM works great. Then create a few tracks, one for drums, one for sub bass, one for mid bass or res layer if you want it, one for pad or atmosphere, and one for effects or textures. On the bass tracks, put utility on early and keep them mostly mono. That's really important. In DNB, especially with a sunrise vibe, the low end has to stay clean and focused. Also, give yourself some headroom on the master. You do not need to max anything out right now. In fact, aim for your rough mix to peak around minus 6 dB. That leaves room for editing and makes everything easier to hear. Now let's build the breakbeat first, because that is where the jungle feeling lies. If you have a drum break sample, drag it into an audio track and turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats, and use a transient setting that keeps the break punchy and natural. If you want to work in MIDI, you can load the break into Simpler and slice it up, but for beginners, it is totally fine to start with one sampled break on an audio track. The goal is not to destroy the break. The goal is to make it DNB friendly while keeping that old school character. So build a two-bar loop and keep the kick and snare relationship recognizable. Then add just a few tiny edits. Maybe remove one kick in the second bar. Maybe add a soft hat or rim hit before a snare. Maybe reverse a tiny slice for a bit of motion. The key is subtle movement. A really good beginner trick is to make bar 2 breathe a little. If bar 1 is steady, bar 2 can drop one hit or shift one slice so it feels like the loop is talking, not just repeating. That little change can make the whole groove feel more human. Now add some drum processing, but keep it light. Put drum bus on the break and use a small amount of drive. You want character, not distortion overload. A little crunch can help the break come alive, but stop before it gets fizzy or harsh. Then use EQ8 to clean up any sub-rumble below the useful range. If the break feels muddy, gently reduce some low-mid buildup around 250 to 400 HE. And if the top end is too sharp, tame it a little. For sunrise vibes, the drums should feel lively, but not aggressive. Next, give the groove some swing. Open the groove pool and try a breakbeat or MPC-style groove. Keep the amount subtle, maybe 10 to 30% timing. You want the break to feel human, slightly loose, and dancing forward. If you are editing by hand, that works too. Keep the main snare strong and centered. Let the hats and ghost hits sit a touch late, and do not overshuffle the kick. The snare is the emotional anchor in this style, so let it breathe. Now we move to the bass. For the sunrise vibe, the bass should be deep, smooth, and supportive. It should feel like the floor is moving underneath the drums, not fighting them. Start simple with operator if you want a pure sub, or use analog or wave eatable if you want a warmer or slightly richer tone. A sine wave or simple oscillator shape is perfect for the sub. Write a very simple bass line first. One note or maybe two notes is enough. Focus on phrasing. Leave space after the snare. Let one note ring a little longer at the end of the phrase, if it helps the section lift. A strong DNB bass line does not need to be busy to be effective. Sometimes the best move is to remove a note instead of adding one. If you want a little more weight, duplicate the bass or make a second layer with a detuned saw or a filtered res texture. Keep that layer high past so it does not fight the sub. The sub should stay clean and mono. The mid layer can carry the character and width. That way you get body and atmosphere without losing the low end focus. A great beginner phrasing idea is call and response. Let the bass hit on beat 1, leave space for the snare, then answer just after the snare. That creates a conversation between drums and bass, which is a huge part of jungle and old school DNB energy. The drums tell one story, the bass answers it. Now let's bring in the sunrise emotion with pads or atmosphere. This is where the track starts to feel like early morning. Use a pad, a soft chord, or even a sampled atmospheric layer. Keep it simple. Two or three notes is enough. You are not trying to write a giant harmony lesson here. You are trying to create warmth and space. Try something slightly nostalgic, like a minor 7 sus 2, or at 9 type sound. Open voicings work really well because they breathe. Put auto filter on the pad and slowly open the cutoff over 8 bars. That slow motion creates a feeling of the sun rising, even while the drums keep rolling. You can add some reverb too, with a medium or large space, but keep it tasteful. Too much reverb and the mix turns to fog. We want morning haze, not mush. A useful arrangement tip here is to delay the pad entrance. Let the drums and bass establish the groove first. Then bring the atmosphere in after the first 8 bars or so. That way, when the pad appears, it feels like the track is opening up emotionally. That contrast is powerful. Now let's shape the drums and bass together a little more. If you have more than one drum track or more than one bass layer, group them. Use light processing on the groups instead of stacking random plugins everywhere. On the drum group, a glue compressor with just a little gain reduction can help everything feel glued together. On the bass group, keep the sub mono with utility, and use EQ to remove anything unnecessary outside the useful bass range. A touch of saturator can help the bass translate on smaller speakers too. This part is important. Make sure the kick and bass are not fighting in the exact same space. If the bass is strong on beat 1, shorten the kick a little. If the kick needs more punch, shorten the bass note or move its phrasing slightly. In DNB, tiny edits often make a bigger difference than new sounds. Now we can add automation, which is where the track starts to feel like a real journey. For sunrise emotion, automation should be selective. Do not automate everything. Pick a few meaningful moves. A slow filter opening on the pad is great. A bit of reverb send on a snare or a vocal chop before section change can sound beautiful. A bass filter opening slightly over a build can make the groove feel like it is rising. And a small delay feedback move on the last hit before a transition can add a nice tail. Think in a simple 16-bar arc. The first few bars can be drums and filtered atmosphere. Then the bass enters. Then the pad opens. Then you add a little fill or break edit before the next phrase. That is enough to make the section feel alive. You do not need a huge epic arrangement to communicate the mood. One of the best things you can do in this style is use silence as a musical tool. Pull a layer out for half a bar. Remove the kick for one beat. Mute the pad for a moment before it returns. Those tiny gaps create tension and release, and that is what makes the emotional parts feel earned. Now let's think about the arrangement like a DJ would. A sunrise roller still needs to be mix-friendly, so build your section in a way that could sit inside a longer tune. A simple approach is intro, groove, lift, variation, and outro. In other words, start with drums and atmosphere, let the bass enter, open the pad, add a small switch up, and then strip things back for the outro. Try this as a basic shape. 8 bars intro, 8 bars groove, 8 bars lift, 8 bars variation, 8 bars stripped outro. That is a very usable framework for beginner DNB editing. And remember, in this style, one tiny drum edit can be more effective than a huge transition effect. A reversed snare, a chopped break fill, or a half bar of fewer hits can make the section feel like it is moving naturally. If the loop feels stuck, change the phrasing before you change the sound. Move one bass note, shorten one break slice, drop one hit. Those small edits often create more life than adding another instrument. Also, check the tune at low volume. Sunrise emotion should still read quietly. If the vibe disappears when you turn it down, the arrangement is too dependent on loudness. The feeling needs to live in the timing, the spacing, and the musical contrast. Here are a few quick teacher-style reminders as you work. Make the snare feel important. In old-school and jungle-inspired music, the snare carries a lot of emotional weight. Give it space. Let it ring a little if needed. Do not bury it under too many top loops. Keep your editing priorities straight. First drum pulse, then bass support, then atmosphere, then ear candy. If the first two are not working, do not distract yourself with more plugins. And if your loop feels too pretty, add a little roughness. A vinyl noise bed, a tape hiss layer, or a filtered industrial hit at low level can keep the track grounded in DNB culture. Here is a quick mini practice flow you can do right now. Set the project to 174 BPM. Build a 2-bar breakbeat loop from one sampled break. Add a simple sub with operator. Create one pad sound with wave-eatable or analog. Automate a low-pass filter on the pad over 8 bars. Make one drum edit, like removing a hit or adding a ghost note in bar 2. Add light drum bus on the break and a little saturator on the bass. Then mute the pad for 4 bars and bring it back in so you can feel the arrangement lift. That is enough to make the whole thing start feeling like a sunrise DNB mix. So to recap, start with the breakbeat, because that is the jungle heartbeat. Keep the bass simple, mono, and phrase aware. Add pads or atmosphere for warmth and space. Use automation sparingly but with purpose. And shape the whole thing like a DJ-friendly DNB arrangement with contrast, not constant density. If you want the emotional sunrise vibe, remember this. The best edits often come from what you remove, not what you add. Now take your loop, make it breathe, and let it roll.